Last week, California Governor Gavin Newsom allowed rioters to destroy the streets of California, and Governor Laura Kelly rushed to Newsom's defense, leading the signing of a strongly worded letter that was way too slow to condemn the attacks on law enforcement, but quick to condemn President Trump for sending in the National Guard in order to calm the situation. With us now to try and explain why she did this is Senate President Ty Masterson. Ty, thank you for joining us, and happy Father's Day, my friend.
Well, happy Father's Day to you, John. I was like, when I heard your intro, I'm going to explain Laura Kelly. I thought, oh, you got the wrong guy. I'm not going to be able to explain this.
Yeah, no,
I'm on the other side.
You and Dan, it's like tilting the windmills for both of you, I know. You're like a pair of Don Quixotes. here's the other thing that I found so amusing is she spent, 6 years now proclaiming how much she's the middle of the road. Not much in middle of the road on this one, is there?
Well, it just shows you, John, how much of the left is just words, right? Mm-hmm, they think they can just say it and make it so. So that's her, right? I'm telling you, I'm middle of the road. She didn't demonstrate that. She demonstrated the opposite. And then Newsom's, I mean, that letter they put out for Newsom, I mean, she supports Newsom because he has made it clear that violence is not tolerated, yet in front of our faces, the violence is tolerated.
Well, these are mostly peaceful protests, right, Ty? Remember that. They're mostly peaceful.
It's so hypocritical, John. It's like, that's the thing about the left. They just think the words is all. They just have to say the words, and they don't have to do anything to actually accomplish and keep our streets safe. It's just unbelievable to me that that's where we're at.
I do find it amusing that she chose to side with a violent mob waving foreign flags as they assaulted law enforcement and set fire to an American community. It really is perplexing, and yet it isn't. I mean, that's what they do. They fall in line behind someone who is presumably one of the front runners for their 2028 presidential run.
Right. Can you imagine, John, just for a minute, any other country really in the world where you could go and you burn the flag of the country you're standing in and wave an American flag?
Right. Right.
It would just obviously not be tolerated. Can you imagine doing that particularly in countries like, Russia? I mean, I think you'd be shot in the street.
Yes.
Right? I mean, this whole thing on these demonstrations, this no king garbage is proving we don't have a king. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Oh, and I love the especially with the Palestine stuff. Palestine's, go there and try this stuff. Go to Hamas-controlled territories and see how they treat you. But you can't reason with these folks.
You can't. I mean, what else is saying? It's like, gays for God is like chicken for KFC, right? I mean, you just try to get away with that over there.
Gays for God is like chickens for KFC. That's a tweet right there. Remind me of that one. That's a tweet.
It's not original to me. They kill people for that over there.
Yes.
They literally kill people.
Yes.
Right.
We're talking with Senate President Ty Masterson. Let me ask you a pivot to actual, real subjects that matter. The Missouri legislature passed a measure. They did a special session in order to come up with something in order to kind of compete with what you guys did, an incentive package to entice the chiefs and the royals to stay. As I understand it, their proposal pays roughly 50% of the cost to renovate or build a new stadium. The one, the Starbond package that the legislature here in Kansas passed is up to 70%. Can you give us an idea what you think the status is, where the chiefs royals are falling?
Yeah, and I've been in the middle of that, right? Because, LCC will have to make a decision at the end of the month whether or not we do any kind of moderate extension to the deal. And really, those percentages matter more like to the team or to the deal. What's most important to me is that there's no tax that got raised on Kansas. No taxpayer has any liability, right? We're in a very positive position from that perspective. We didn't have to give anything up, right? I mean, we had nothing to lose, and Missouri does. I think what you're seeing now is – we're finally in the position where kind of best offers are on the table, if you will, right?
Right.
Kansas has a position. Missouri has a position. It's now just time for the teams to decide, you know, what they want to do. But I feel like we're still in a much better position. Missouri in their deal is literally they're giving up like $50 million in current tax revenue and all kinds of crazy stuff where Kansas isn't giving up anything.
No, and just, and if you're one of the two teams, well, 70% of my cost is a heck of a lot better than 50% of my cost. I'm curious, you mentioned it, that the current proposal that you have expires at the end of the month. Do you think the LCC will extend that, or you think you're just going to try and encourage the teams to make a decision before then?
Well, definitely encourage them to make a decision before them. I think here's how I'd couch it. I'm not real excited about extending. However, if I think you'll see if the Kansas leaders believe Kansas is still in the conversation in a legitimate way, you'll see some moderate extension. The law allows for us to extend up to a year. You're not going to see a year extension. You might see some, you know, 60, 90 day thing to see if there's something they need to finish up. But there's to us, I mean, we're not just playing games, you know, get in or get out and let's go.
Yeah. I think that's smart. That's the responsible way to do it. I know this has all been about budgets, you know, spending and taxes and whatnot. I'm curious to get your take. You know, Governor Kelly said if you did the taxes, it's Brownback 2.0. You drive the fiscal state off the cliff, and yet budget numbers are still coming in above expectations. Revenues are still coming in at record levels. I guess tax cuts do work after all, huh, Ty? Amazing how that works.
They do, right? I mean, it's they clearly underestimated what I would call the Trump bump, right? The Trump right. economy, but he proved it last time. And then overestimated what they thought the tax effect was going to be. However, because those tax effects are coming in, it is imperative that Kansas start trimming its budget down.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to leave more in the pockets of the people. And we took those steps this last year, right? We cut $200 million out of the budget, but it's still, for the record, deficit spent as we're trying to smooth this out, right? As the tax cuts are being implemented, you know, revenues the first year are just going to go down because of that. But we're still having record revenues. It's from all fronts, it appears to be working well.
Yeah, and I think we'd like, I mean, from a perspective of someone who pays their, you know, taxes, I think it would be nice to see any more cuts that you can do. I'd love to be Florida or Texas and get to a point where we pay zero income taxes, and Lord, how we'd see out migration into Kansas. So I do have to ask, because, you know, I ask everybody who comes on the show, just so you know, it's not a you thing. It's an everybody thing. You know, there's been a lot of rumor about Ty Masterson maybe running for governor. So, you know, what are the, by the way, I had Blake Carpenter on not too long ago. I asked him if he was running too. So, but I got to ask, what are your thoughts? Are you thinking about running for governor? Been a lot of people are excited at the idea that you might run for governor.
Yeah, I mean, and by the way, I'm incredibly honored that that's on people's minds, that I'm on their minds in this conversation. So it is becoming a real serious consideration, and just looking at the field or the potential field, I feel like I'm the only one that can go, this is what I've done and will continue to do, versus the others have to tell you what they'd like to do, right? This is what I hope I can do, would like to do. And so I'm kind of the proven entity. So we're on the backside of making that decision, meaning that is coming. We'll probably make the decision here this month and let people know what we're doing middle of July.
Well, that's good to know. I love the timeline. When you get a little closer, I'm sure we'll have you back on. We've already had a couple of the candidates that have kind of toyed with it. And obviously we've had former Governor Collier on the show already. But when you're ready, you let us know. And if folks want to connect with you, I know they can follow you on X at Sen, S-E-N, Ty Masterson. I don't suppose you have a website up yet, do you?
I think not on the my Senate president stuff's all up.
Okay.
And you can connect with me through all that. And we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on X, we're on Truth Social. So you can connect with me through all those mediums.
Well, Ty, I appreciate you as always. Keep up the good work, my friend, and carry on, brother. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, brother. Keep up the good work.